High consumer sentiment indicates strong retail sales this holiday season.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I'm again pledging to myself that this will be the year that I will start my diet after the holidays. Black Friday and the Christmas sales nowadays appears to start in July. They have been going on in force for a few weeks now. And consumers have increased their purchases by 3.1% above last year's level. Adjusted for inflation, this translates to an actual increase in amount of purchases of 1.3%. One of the biggest ticket items that consumers purchase is a car. 17 million cars and light trucks were sold in the U.S. over the last 12 months, the highest level since 2005, way before the Great Recession. Car sales ran at around 16 to 17 million units annually before the Great Recession. However, with the start of the recession, car sales followed the consumer sentiment index all the way down to 10 million units by the end of 2008, a huge drop, which generally followed the consumer sentiment index with a lag of 2 to 3 months. And then the Cash for Clunker program was introduced to the market. The sheer size of the buyback not only stopped the decline in car sales, but also spiked the sales volume sky high. The effectiveness of the program became obvious after it ended, when car market not only didn't drop back to where it was, but grew and grew rapidly. The Cash for Clunker program worked and pulled back the car industry from the brink of disaster, which is exactly what it was engineered to do. The consumer sentiment index was at 96.8 in November. It should be added that the index averaged at 108 in 2000 and 104 for the last 3 years of 1990s. This year, the index has been slowly easing down since May, so we are not even close to the highest level of the index, not even for this year. However, the index is still pretty solid, and that's why total cars and light trucks sold is still high while it is in a declining trend. But the biggest surprise for me has been the 4% drop in the sales of electronics and appliances stores during the first 10 months of this year. And not surprisingly, department store sales are almost 5% behind their last year's level. We are, of course, spending more in healthcare stores and food and drink places compared to last year. But the biggest winner, to nobody's surprise, are non-store retailers. We have increased our electronic shopping by 12.1% compared to last year. While some of us do almost all our shopping on computer, in reality, e-commerce still only constitutes 11% of our total purchases. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.